Day by day, the manna fell. One day, my wife packed her bags and drove away, giving me full custody of our son. I had sensed this possibility for quite some time, but our young son was devastated. He felt abandoned and vulnerable. I had a full-time job, but now I had to accept the additional role of being a homemaker. I quickly realized that my schedule for domestic duties was in conflict with my employment. Since my son's need for a sense of security and love was paramount, I made parenting my top priority. Within a few days, I knew that it was time to find another way to provide for our financial needs, so I gave notice of my resignation to my employer. Logic said that I must update my resume and publish it, but the idea was quickly abandoned. It was time to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Only in divine mind would I find prosperity and purpose. For 2 days, I sought spiritual direction about where I should go and what I should do. And every time I opened the Bible for guidance, all the citations I read were about being still, resting in the Lord, and waiting on God. So it was that I was impelled to silently remain in my house and watch expectantly. On the morning of the third day, I received a phone call from a company unfamiliar to me. The representative explained that by an unusual coincidence, the company had learned about me and heard of my availability. He described an emergency situation which required my expertise and said that the work could be done at home on my computer. I was thrilled to see this expression of supply, and I accepted the opportunity. The assignment took only a few hours, so by evening, I was again unemployed. The following day, I received another call from a different company with a similar urgent request. Again, I completed the work by the end of the day. As amazing as these requests seemed to me at the time, I was about to see this process repeat itself day after day for the next 6 years. Throughout this time period, I was able to attend to my home duties and fulfill my work assignments harmoniously. As a bonus, instead of a normal 40-hour work week, I only worked an average of 10 hours per week, freeing me up to devote many additional hours to spiritual study and prayer. During those 6 years, there was never a conflict of interest between the companies or a deadline that I did not meet with ease. I recognize that, like the children of Israel, I was gathering manna sufficient for each day's requirements. The handfuls of supply continued until my son no longer needed me at home. We were both ready to explore the bright promise of newfound freedom and higher service.